guys. It's Eric G from Around the House, and I am thrilled to announce that our massive back catalog, nearly 1,900 episodes packed with home improvement tips, DIY hacks, and expert advice, is now available for free. Dive into years of inspiration to tackle on your next project. And just a heads up, some podcast players limit how far back you can go. So if you can't find it all, just head straight over to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com, and listen to every episode there. Don't miss out. Start binging today. And thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
From coast to coast, it's the nation's number one home improvement radio show and podcast with certified kitchen designer Eric G and co-host John Dudley. A former contractor and online technology expert, delivering real fixes, smart tech, and trusted advice. Remodels, repairs, energy savings, smart homes, DIY. We've got your answers. It's Around the House. Dive in and get inspired.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Eric G, and we got John Dudley here in the studio. Johnny, good to see you, brother.
What's happening, brother?
All right, this is going to be a fun one today because I love construction stuff, especially when we're getting into kind of like family stories and cool stuff like that. Skylar Thomas from Trim Joist, welcome to the Around the House Show.
Hey, thanks so much. You know, always excited to talk about all things construction. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, this is super cool because, you know, Johnny and I have been talking about your product, before the interview here. And it's like a lot of people go, oh, it's just construction stuff. But this makes life a lot easier. And at first, when I first saw your company, I went, oh, Trim Joist. Well, that sounds vaguely familiar to another product that I used. And you guys have this whole crazy family legacy. So let's talk about how this all got started, because this is going to change construction, I think.
Wow. I mean, we think so. I mean, we've been in the industry for a long time. I mean, Trim Joist itself is second generation, but our just being in the truss manufacturing business is third generation for us. So this all started with my grandfather, who started in the truss business. And, you know, my dad stepped into the business as he graduated college, and he's actually a computer engineer by degree. And so he kind of married that knowledge of and passion that he had for technology with how he grew up and what he grew up around. And he kind of put those two things together and invented Trim Joist, which was in the early 90s. So we've been at this for a hot minute. Yeah. And now as third generation, as I'm stepping into this business, we're growing our footprint, expanding out west, opening up another operation. So it's exciting stuff.
That explains
the software I was looking at last night.
Yeah, Dad's definitely the big brains behind the Trim Joist product. And yeah, it's been really cool to see just what each generation, you know, has kind of brought to the table and how things just kind of keep rolling. And we're really proud to be here and really proud to be, you know, still blowing and going as a third generation business, because not everybody, especially in USA manufacturing, gets that opportunity. So
No kidding.
One of the things I like is that, you know, the traditional framing that we see here in the United States, and this is for our international people even listening on the podcast out there versus our radio show listeners, you know, that you see a typical framing, maybe they have a basement, maybe there's a crawl space, and they go in there and they throw in the 2x12s across there. They got beams, they got all this stuff. And when you've got a basement, for instance, you know, people want the biggest clear spans they can get down there, because we still love our great rooms. We still love those big open spaces. And of course, traditional lumber has its limitations there. And then, of course, when you've got either that crawl space or the basement below, you've got to hide all the stuff that's in there, whether it's the HVAC ducting, whether it's the communication stuff. There's all this stuff has to be going through. And traditional lumber is darn expensive. And you guys kind of created the perfect suite system for the job site to, one, get you the strength and consistency you need, because, man, big lumber, if it sits on the job site wrong, that stuff is a twisted mess. And now you're fighting with the floors all the way up. There's so many cool pluses and minuses, but you guys really created a product that I think, one, makes it easy to frame, but the trades coming in after the framing crew have to just go, oh my gosh, this is easy.
Yeah, it is. It really, you know, when we talk to the field guys, I mean, it really is a breath of fresh air for them. Trim Joist as a whole, I mean, if you look at the product, it's the marriage of a custom open web, right? Mm-hmm. And your traditional wood eye. So you're able to not only, you know, run ductwork, exactly like you said, all your MEPs through the open web, you're able to, when the joist hits the job site, trim up to 12 inches on each side so that you get the pros and the benefits of both the open web joist and the trimmable wood eye in one product. And the coolest thing is that you don't compromise structural integrity in any way. So you're exactly right. When you talk about our basements and, you know, floor to floor heights and soffit drop down, all of those things that frankly are in my house. We have a basement here in Boise, and you yep. see those soffit drop downs that are covering up big trunk, big ductwork. And that's what Trim Joist solves. You know, it gives you just this amazing center opening to run big ductwork through, obviously open webs to run, you know, flex duct or to run electrical items, plumbing, whatever it is. And then, yep, when it hits the job site, you're not dependent on exact dimensions for a custom web joist. You can just trim it right on the job site based on your current, you know, as-built conditions with foundations and things like that.
That is the one thing that, you know, Johnny, you've dealt with this too as a contractor, and I see is that that's kind of the weakness of the truss roofing system, is that if you didn't order that correctly and it shows up, you're now either making it work or you're placing a secondary order. So I love what you guys are doing with that foot on each end, because you can go, ah, I'm going to give you a little extra. And then everything fits as tight as a glove going in there. And it's a super tight system. And I think that saves a bunch of time. Johnny, you've done a bunch of framing. What's your take on that?
No, I think it's great. I mean, like you said, Eric, well, if you've ever had to modify or rebuild more than one truss, you know, it's not something you want to do. And it's not something you should do. It'll never be the same. So yeah, somebody that actually thought ahead in their product and said, you know what happens every time, and compensated for that, that's huge. And talk about happy tradesmen. I mean, I've spent my time in the crawl spaces with whatever they are, 14-pound whole hog and a 4-inch hole saw going, yeah. God, I hate my life, and busting your knuckles and hitting your chin. And yeah, take yeah. that away. Yeah, you just made my whole totally. Life there's better. Kind of
these, yeah, yeah, there's like these two things, right? With the custom plated joist, you're always concerned about dimensions. Something didn't arrive right. You have to go back to the manufacturer, and there's just like massive lead times on that stuff, right? And that's always the fear with that. With your traditional wood eye or eye joist, you're exactly like you say, you're just boring those holes through there time after time after time in the field. Yeah. And you have to think about how costly that can become just in labor alone, right?
Just in labor.
Time. And so the product addresses both of those concerns, which is really cool. And that is the story that we try to tell around the product, right? Is that it is, while it is the marriage of both of these things, the efficiencies and the time that are saved through using the Trim Joist product, it's just exponential, really.
Yeah. And Skylar, the other thing too is that I'm going to give my tradesmen out there a little hard time, all you people out there, that men and women that are out there doing the electrical and the plumbing and the HVAC, but it seems to me the person with the least experience in the crew gets handed the whole hog, and you hope that they understand the engineering of what they're using that tool for, because I can't tell you how many times I come in when they put the toilet in, you're like, Lord, we got a dish structural here to fix because they got a little happy with the whole hog and the sawzall, and now we got a major structural problem in the place that's got to have tile that we've got to keep solid. And there are sins that are done right there that it's if you can eliminate that can save days and weeks of time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it is a huge, you're right. It's a huge structural concern, right? When you have this wood eye and you hand somebody, you know, the tool to go drill holes through it, at that point, what are you doing to that joist, right? How much structural integrity are you compromising? Nobody knows, right? Because they're engineered before the holes are drilled. So that is the beauty of the Trim Joist product, is that what you get and what you install is exactly, you know, structurally very strong and what is expected and what meets code and all those great things. So
I was going to say the one sad part, Eric, is exactly that. Like with with Trinjoice, you don't need a dog boy. And I would miss having a dog boy. And that's who always ends up with the hole saw, like the cheapest guy on the crew. You're like, sorry, dude, but it's your day to get under the
house. Yeah, this is what you're going to go do all day long, right?
Yeah, 80-year-old true dimensional timber. You're like, no.
We will be right back with more from Skylar Thomas from Trinjoice. If this is the first time listening to the show, make sure and follow us on social media and our website. Check it out at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Around the House will continue after these important messages. Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free. And you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Hey everyone, it's Eric G from Around the House. I'm teaming up with Cam Anderson. Yeah, the epoxy live edge master from Blacktail Studio for his biggest project yet. A full home remodeling on his stunning Blacktail Ranch. We're talking about this charming but dated farmhouse from lead paint chic to a modern functional dream home. Structural fixes, smart layouts, custom woodworking flair, real budgets, hiccups, pro tips, all documented step by step. If you're a Blacktail fan or love epic renovations, this is your series. Head to my YouTube channel right now, search Around the House Eric G, subscribe and check out the Blacktail Ranch playlist. Cam's intro video is live, and a fresh episode will be dropping very soon. Don't miss this transformation and subscribe today.
Welcome back to Around the House. We're talking smart floor systems today with Skylar Thomas from Trinjoice, the pioneers of the patented trimmable open web floor joist. These American-made beauties give you strength, flexibility, and that game-changing ability to trim up to 12 inches on each end right on site. No waste, perfect fit every time. Great for running plumbing, HVAC, and wiring without headaches. Now, let's get back to the nation's number one syndicated talk radio show and podcast.
I was going to say the one sad part, Eric, is exactly that, like with Trinjoice, you don't need a dog boy. And I would miss having a dog boy. And that's who always ends up with the hole saw, like the cheapest guy on the crew. You're like, sorry, dude, but it's your day to get under the house.
Yeah, this is what you're going to go do all day long, right?
Yeah, 80-year-old true dimensional timber. You're like, no. Good luck, kid. And they're down there. Yeah. They're frustrated. They quit caring about structural issues. They're like, I don't care where the hole is.
Yeah, they're just trying to brute through it, right?
So. Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, and you think about how many days of that and cleanup and everything else. And man, with HVAC systems getting so much more complex, because it's not just putting in the gas fired, you know, heat in there. That's a central air system and an AC unit. Maybe, you know, we're now seeing ERVs. We're seeing all these different things within the house to keep it breathing and things. And so that matched with the building science. There's a lot more thought that goes into the planning on this. And it looks like you guys, depending on the floor system, have a lot of room to put stuff throughout, and there's no soffits needed, which I think is huge.
Yeah, totally. You know, you look at the family of our joists, and just dependent on, from a structural perspective, you know, what depth joist and what spans you need, we make the product in actually 5 different depths. So we're at a 12-inch, 14-inch, 16-inch, 18-inch, and 20-inch. And so just depending on what you need, you do get some really good space in there to run all of your systems. So yeah, that you have these taller floor-to-floor heights, you don't have these soffit drop-downs, you know, you have clear lines, long spans. It's really what you know, architects and engineers love that kind of stuff, right? And then your builders and your contractors love the easeability of the install and the versatility of the product. So we really do know that we are solving big problems, both on the architect and engineer side and on the builder and contractor side, that really result in just bottom line savings. So
yeah, it's a no-brainer, right? And I don't know the price comps, right, versus using traditional lumbers or glue lambs or whatever. But just the time save, right, for the other trades is huge.
Yeah.
And whatever the cost comparison is, you have to figure that in. And yeah, the fact of the matter is you guys are solving multiple numbers of problems. This is a no-brainer. Like, why wouldn't you use anything else? Yeah.
Totally. No, yeah. So from a price comparison, though, we are very competitive, just linear foot to linear foot pricing. We're very competitive. And not only that, you then pack on the cost savings like we've been talking about. And that's what we're trying. We try to shift the story around. Look how you look at the floor system as a whole, right? How do you build a smarter floor system in general? Yeah. Instead of comparing that linear foot to linear foot price, hey, how about you take a look at everything that goes into that flooring system package? Not only just like an I-joist or a custom open web joist versus a trim joist, right? Even if you do that and you just go apples to apples, we're still very competitive. But then as you zoom out a little bit and you look at just the whole flooring package as a whole, like you say, you know, to us, it's a no-brainer. And that's what we're, that is what the advantage that we feel like we bring to the industry.
Yeah, it's impressive. When you can pull all that off, solve all those problems and stay competitive on top of it, like, right? I mean, it's you're in the sweet spot, man. That's awesome.
Well, and it really lets you put in a smooth flooring system on top of that, because, you know, we've come a long way with that on top of that as far as the sheeting and stuff. But really, you know, anybody that's dealt with dimensional lumber, when you get into that big stuff, depending on how it was stored at the lumber yard, how it was stored at the job site, sometimes you've got guys showing up with, you know, it shows up beautiful, it's wrapped, it's beautiful, it's banded, there's a nice forklift dropping it off at the job site. And then there's the other one that shows up at the dump and it comes off and it's drug halfway down the old driveway that was there. And that stuff is all twisted. And like Johnny said, it's probably better to make hockey sticks with it than anything else. It saves you so much time because you're not sitting out there going, okay, let's check the crown on this. How do we save this? How do we make it work? It's already fastened and moved on at that point.
And that runs all the way to the ridge of the roof, man. I mean, you're chasing that twist or that bulge or that bend or that whatever piece of, whatever caused that quarter inch at the bottom is now an inch and a half at the top.
Yeah, as you work to the top.
Like, oh, man, right? Now your trusses don't work because that's out of line.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, we all love predictability, right? That is, I mean, in our personal lives, in our working lives. And so having a product that shows up the same way every time is, you know, just another efficiency that's going to be gained. The other big piece of this is stockability. You know, we sell through a very large distribution channel. So we have, you know, there is in your backyard a lumber yard that can get their hands on trim joist very quickly, usually within a week or so. That kind of goes back to, you know, you're not getting custom plated joists in a few days, right? I mean, if there are issues, which we really, you know, we have very high standards on quality and safety and all of those things in our manufacturing plant. But if there is issues, you do have the ability to approach your lumber yard who can run that through their distribution network and, you know, get their hands on trim joists very quickly too. So.
Well, it sounds like you guys have two plants, right? One in Boise, one in Mississippi, something like that.
Yeah, we do. When my dad invented the product, he opened the plant in Mississippi in the early 90s. So we've been manufacturing the product there since then. And then my business partner and husband, Ryan, and I moved to Boise in 2020 to really bite off this bigger Western expansion. Because if you look at just kind of a map of the U.S., we since the 90s have really effectively served, if you kind of look at Dallas, Texas, and you draw a line up, we've really been able to effectively serve that kind of eastern side of the U.S. And while we were always shipping product out here, we never, it's just, we end up cubing out like a truck. Trim Joist has, we ship a lot of air, right? So yeah, right. It just a lot of times didn't make a lot of sense just from shipping perspective. But yeah, 2020 was when my dad approached my husband and I and said, hey, do y'all want to kind of be part of this expansion project that would really take the business to the next level? And we were like, yeah, let's do it. So, nice. We moved to Boise in 2020 and got to work. So nice. We've been, we moved the month before all the craziness in 2020. And so things were a slow go, right? And yep. there's definitely been, I mean, Brian and I say it's been a long, humbling, exciting, frustrating, I mean, kind of every emotion you can feel yep. process getting this plant online. But we rolled the first joist in July of 2024. So mm-hmm. it's been full blow and go since then.
That's cool.
Every good story has those pieces to it. Otherwise, it's not a good story. So
totally. Yeah, totally. I mean, you got to go, right? You got to climb. You got to have the mountain in front of you, climb it, have another mountain in front of you, climb it. I mean, that's just kind of what we've been doing. So
wrestle a couple of goats, you know.
Yeah, totally. Get attacked by a lion. Yeah, I mean, yeah, all the things.
Well, that's the funny thing. And happy you guys picked Boise, because at least you guys got to kind of keep moving. Otherwise, you'd still be, if you had picked Washington, Oregon, and I love both those states, I've lived in them both, but you'd still be trying to get that plant open. So you did a good job of being in Boise, because they are pretty business friendly over there for that.
We will be right back with more from Skylar Thomas from Trim Joist. Around the House will continue after these important messages. Let's sound that fan that keeps us free. Hey folks, producer Jim here from the Around the House radio show, America's number one home improvement powerhouse. I've seen Eric test thousands of gadgets over his 30 plus years as a certified kitchen designer, and he's just dropped his hand-curated top 10 picks for 2026 that'll make your home smarter, safer, and way more efficient. Rush to aroundthehouseonline.com, top products, now. Click the bold names for Amazon deals and snag them before they're gone. Eric G's favorites for 2026. Your house deserves this upgrade. Hey, it's producer Jim here, and Eric G has no idea I'm doing this. When you sign up for the Around the House Insider, you're not just getting early access to the weekend show, exclusive extended episodes, the full back catalog, and a direct line to Eric himself. I'm throwing in two Around the House stickers on me just for signing up. But don't wait. This is only while supplies last. It's just $4 a month. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com or click the link in the show notes. Shush. Don't tell Eric. Welcome back to Around the House. We're talking smart floor systems today with Skylar Thomas from Trim Joist, the pioneers of the patented trimmable open web floor joist. These American-made beauties give you strength, flexibility, and that game-changing ability to trim up to 12 inches on each end right on site. No waste, perfect fit every time. Great for running plumbing, HVAC, and wiring without headaches. Now, let's get back to the nation's number one syndicated talk radio show and podcast.
February of 2020, just trying to kind of analyze, is it Utah that makes the most sense? Is it Idaho that makes the most sense? My husband and I actually were in Colorado prior to here. And so we were just kind of trying to, get our feel. And that was one of the things that was really appealing about the state of Idaho, is that it was very business friendly. And also the people here are just awesome. I mean, when we kind of stepped in and we were talking to the bigger entities here about bringing a business here, everybody was so supportive, so excited, and just really happy that we would consider bringing a business to the state of Idaho. And that felt very comforting, right? In mm-hmm. kind of starting a new business venture. So we've been really happy that we've landed here. And, you know, Brian and I have our family here and we love Boise as a city, and it's been great. And we're excited to continue to plant roots here. And
What's cool is though, that gives you great for trucking. I mean, you can pop into California and Nevada and all the way up and down the West Coast super quickly. It's hours away versus days away. And I love down in the South. I used to eat cabinets out here to the West Coast from Alabama, and it was tough for them to get stuff out here. and they own their own trucks. They did, we're trying to do everything right. And so it makes a lot of sense to do that. And what a smart business decision to, for growth to do that, because you've got a product that you can make in a warehouse that doesn't take, you know, it takes a lot of engineering and a lot of good employees, but it's not, you're not trying to build a rocket to Mars with it. So you can build that secondary plant and really be, you know, make it easier for all the builders and remodelers out here on the West Coast, because it's quick, they can get it. And, you know, if somebody messes up on the job site and cuts something wrong or has a job site condition change that they got to reorder something, then that makes it quick and easy to get something back to the site.
Yeah, yeah, it does. I mean, you know, us choosing the state of Idaho really was multifaceted. Like you say, I mean, business-friendly state, you hit the second one nail on the head, was just location to distribution, right? Being able to hop on the interstate and head all the way down to Salt Lake, pop down to Phoenix, pop up to Washington. I mean, and especially in the winters, I mean, that's a very important thing that we have to consider out here. You know, us Southern folk, just that's a whole nother element that, like, we don't have to really, I guess, except for this last week in the South with how crazy it's been with snow and ice and stuff like that. But just traditionally don't have to worry about that in the South. So that's been, you know, that was something that we considered. And also for us, it was also location to the, to our raw lumber. So we build the trim joist out of the Western plant out of Douglas fir. We build trim joist out of the Eastern plant out of Southern pine. And so just, yeah, access to raw lumber, access to our distribution network, and then business-friendly state. I mean, those were kind of the three big heavy hitters.
Yeah. It makes total sense.
Yeah. I love that. And it really gives people just something nice to work with. And, you know, I think with, as we keep building more and more homes, and it doesn't matter if you're building something small or something big, I think this is the right product for it, because, you know, there's so many things that we're seeing out there now, as far as the, we're seeing architects now pushing with contemporary design. They're really pushing some of the design limits out there. And I think this is a great way to get into big open spaces without having to get into steel and things like that. And it just gives you a lot of extra design capability from the design side of things. So if you're building all these different homes and you know, our rooms are getting bigger, you know, not smaller. And I think it really helps on the design side of things for people. And it's pre-engineered, so you don't have to really worry about that. You can go, oh, here's my span calculator, and work stuff up pretty easy without having to sit there and do a lot of debate on, hey, what is that grade of steel? What are we doing here? And we got to put a beam, and that's going to hang down. And all those design elements really make a difference.
Yeah. I mean, that is something that's really important to us, is making sure that people who use our product have access to our engineering group. You know, we have an in-house engineering support group that, when they are, you know, when architects, engineers are moving to use this product, we do have a single member sizing software that, of course, they can download and they can kind of test some things out. But hey, if they're like, I want to send our plans in and we just want to see what this looks like, we want to see, you know, kind of how this compares to another system potentially. That's something that we're really proud of, is that we keep a full engineering staff in house so that we can help with those types of decisions early on, right? So that there's cost savings from the beginning, and they're not trying to switch out I-joist to trim joist way down the line, that they can kind of make this big decision up front and they can run with it, and that they can know what they get and they know what's actually installed on the job site, right? The other cool thing that's really neat about
benefit, by the way, I'm coming from a guy that's had to contact, oh, we got to get an engineer to see what we can actually pull off there. What we got to, blah, blah, blah. There's $300, $400, whatever, for a guy to tell you use 12, not 10.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, like, that's like luxury. It's beautiful. Great plan.
Yeah.
You should be proud of that.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks. I mean, that is something that we're super proud of, is our analysis software that we've been able to build in-house and maintain in-house. And, you know, that's what my job is really focused on, how we can continue to push in those ways too, right? Is how can we continue to leverage technology? How can we continue to leverage strategy and all these other things through sales, through software development, through marketing, through manufacturing? How can we kind of connect all those things and just keep pushing the envelope a little bit so that we are growing and our business is staying relevant, and we're, you know, really, I guess, just being a leader in this space.
Yeah, I think the other thing that's cool too is the way you designed your ends. It's a very traditional kind of wood I-joist for framers and contractors out there. So all the clips and materials have been out on the job site forever. It's not something that's not familiar for a lot of these people. When they get in there, they're like, oh, I know how to connect this. This is easy. So it's not a new foreign language for them to learn either.
No special clips to buy, special screws you got to use. Da, 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 da. It's like real framing.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. It feels it feels exactly what they've always done, but mm-hmm. it's a product that's going to help them gain efficiency in big ways. I mean, the other thing is that if they do have a question, again, back to kind of our engineer, you know, in-house engineering group, it's like, hey, if you have a question about how this specific detail needs to be attached, if this is a really interesting one-off situation, if you're confused about something, just give us a call and let's talk about it.
You guys are nailing it. Like, I'm sitting here going, you're not missing a beat on anything. It's really impressive, I have to say. As a business owner and as a contractor for so many years, like, you're solving so many problems and saving me so much money as a contractor, whether it's labor, whether it's time, whether it's design, whether it's having an architect on hand, saving me time at the permit office because I know I have the right things and it's, you know, legit. I'm not walking in with hand-drawn Johnny's Best Guess. I think I need a 6x12 here. I don't need.
Yeah.
No, you guys, I hope you're killing it. If you're not, you surely will be. I mean, like. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is too, let's get into, you know, I love interior finishes, but I tell you what, with these large format tiles that we're seeing now, and they can be 4x8 sheets of material, you have got to have something underneath that is stable, that is not going to move around, that is not going to be like we talked about earlier, where we talked about real wood lumber down there that's just a big 2x12 or whatever.
Dry and tweak and twist and break and tweak every and grout joint you have. Yeah.
Totally.
It's
there
awesome.
Is no forgiveness to, you know, of course you're going to build it right, but having something that is dimensionally stable, that isn't going to sound like when you walk out in the middle of that clear floor span, that engineering did the job right, that it's not going to be like walking out on a wood trampoline, you know, that blows tile joints and things like that. And with the crazy stuff we're seeing today, I mean, from the, oh, we're going to put the grand piano in the middle of the great room. Awesome. But this all has to be engineered because we want to make sure everything's going to work right. It's nice to have somebody to call that you can go, oh, tech support, they understand. And yeah, let's add a little bit of load on that load calculation. What does that change? And then you can take a look at it, come up with a simplified fix for that.
We will be right back with more from Skylar Thomas from Trim Joist. If this is the first time listening to the show, make sure and follow us on social media and our website. Check it out at aroundthehouseonline.com. Around the House will continue after these important messages. Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free. And you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
If I could dream. Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good, they convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com, websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Welcome back to Around the House. We're talking smart floor systems today with Skylar Thomas from TrimJoist, the pioneers of the patented trimmable open web floor joist. These American-made beauties give you strength, flexibility, and that game-changing ability to trim up to 12 inches on each end right on site. No waste, perfect fit every time. Great for running plumbing, HVAC, and wiring without headaches.
You're seeing people now going in there and they'll build out the floor system and then they're going, oh, we're going to do hydronic because we're doing this net zero house. And so now we got to pour the gypcrete, 2 inches of gypcrete on top of it. I'm sure your engineering team just gets the, you're going to do what over what? All right, let's figure this out.
Yeah, we do. We see a lot of different stuff. We also start seeing things that are just becoming more normal, right? Mm-hmm. And just developing CAD details and developing things in our technical documentation for people and just staying privy to that. Like, hey, what is coming through engineering consistently that we see and how can we develop assets and for our channel partners and for our end users so that they can understand how best to use and quote and provide our product. So yeah, you're right. We see some crazy stuff and we try to stay attuned to it so that we can just further equip our distribution channel to see those things coming down the pipeline and to be able to address them effectively.
Yeah, because some of that stuff gets wild. I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong. If you can build something where you've got a heated floor system in there and everything else. But as a cabinet designer by trade myself, there were so many times I'd go in and start measuring and the contractor go, hey, slow down there, cowboy. We got to pour 2 inches of gypcrete over the top of this because we're doing a whole floating floor system in here with hydronic heating. And it's like, all right, can't measure anything now. Yep. Let me know when it's done.
Totally. But yeah.
That's a whole new load when you're bringing in semi-trucks of lightweight concrete to pour on top of a system. And you guys have to be the ones to go, all right, stamp, this is what's going to work.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we feel excited that we have a product and a solution to things like that, that we're not worried about what's going to happen when that does get poured over all of our floor system. We know that we can address those needs and we know that the product can support that.
The other thing too, I think is cool is, and I'm not the biggest, you don't see me waving the green sustainability flag myself, but I get it. You guys are using a lot less trees with this than a lot of other products out there, especially when you're getting into even the wood framing stuff. This is really friendly because I tell you what, it takes a smaller tree to build a 2x4 than it does a 2x12.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And I mean, that's something that we're very proud of. We're also very proud that the product is 100% made in the USA. I mean, every component that comes off of our product is sourced here, built here. You know, we manufacture our own plates. We punch our own plates. The product end to end is sourced and built here in the US. And that's something that, yeah, we're proud of and that we feel like is pretty cool. And we feel like people, we hope that they appreciate that about our product too.
That's awesome that you build your own plates. Cause I tell you what, after seeing some of what those brackets and plates cost, there's a lot of markup on those things that those guys are making money on.
There is. Yes, there is a big dog that's out there that makes plates, right? And yep. We've already seen, aside from the fact that we're able to control not only supply and price and things like that because we manufacture our own plates. Mm-hmm. There's other things that we saw even during the crazy times of plate allocations and so many things that people were really, I mean, it was just stopping production for a lot of just the custom plated joist guys. And that was something that we were not affected by because we really do all of this in-house. You know, while of course there's so many more moving parts to doing that, right? To manufacturing your product end to end and not depending on somebody else, it has proven for us, I guess, as a business to be the best choice for us.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I love that you guys can source everything and it just gives you the ultimate control of that without having to, get a hold of that big company and hope that those 4 pallets of plates show up for next week's orders, right?
Absolutely. And and what do your margins look like?
Yeah. Right.
Why is this 12-cent mending plate $1.27? Come on, guys.
And you can't do anything about that.
No, you can't. Yeah.
You are just at the mercy, right?
Any business that's able to keep everything in-house like you guys are doing is winning. Like, and a lot of times you can't. And I get that as a business owner. But Yeah. I mean, down to the plates, that's brilliant. I mean, even Eric and I mentioned that last night, like talking about the mending plates and what do those cost and da, 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 da. But yeah, the fact that you guys are pulling that off in-house is super special.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. We're one of the few people that do it. You know, we're one of the only independent plate manufacturers that are still kind of left out there that haven't been sniped up. That's something that we're proud of too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, that helps with the engineering because now you've got your own data, you've got your own stuff. And if you go, man, if we're going to do a product upgrade because we would like X to happen, you have that complete control of it versus if they would only build it this way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Just the flexibility that manufacturing every component under one roof kind of gives us to make those types of business decisions is cool.
It's also a business that a consumer knows they can trust because you put all accountability squarely on your shoulders, right?
Yeah.
So they know you care about quality. They know you're not buying cheap stuff from China and tacking it onto your things. They're, wait a minute, man. They do all this. I mean, that's a big sell point.
Yeah. Yeah, I
for
hope so.
Most consumers, they pay attention. They're like, wait, a company that's going to be completely accountable because they know they're doing it right and perfect quality.
Yeah, I hope so. I really hope that that's what people see. I mean,
well, you know, not tell them.
Yeah, tell them. You know, I'd hope if you walked into our plant here in the Boise area, that you would see how important not only our people are to us, because that's how our business goes round, right? Mm-hmm. But how important safety and quality are to us as well. That is something that is just tip top of our core values. And, you know, that we'd hope that people would see that just as you just walk into the shop floor and see how things are kind of coming off the line and coming off our machines. And I mean, how people are dressed, how people move, how, you know, all that stuff. So yeah, that's very important to us.
That is awesome. So Skylar, if somebody's starting a project and they're like, all right, this sounds like this is the perfect for that new house I'm going to build, or that developer that goes, man, I'm putting in 22 homes right now and I got to get these things knocked out. This sounds perfect for what I want to do. How do people start that process with you guys?
Yeah, there's a couple of ways. It just kind of depends on if we have distribution set up in their area, right? They can always go to their local lumber yard and ask about trim joist, and you know, their local sales rep or their local lumber yard, you know, can reach out to a series of distributors in that area and say, hey, do you guys carry trim joist? Can you help me get my hands on this product? The other way that a lot of people, specifically out west, as we've been expanding and building our distribution network, a lot of ways that people have done that is they just reach simply out to our info@trimjoist.com line. And they say, hey, here are my plans. Can you help me kind of get this rolling? Can you provide me a layout plan? And then we're also able to connect them with our sales team. I mean, we have sales guys out here in the West and all over the US, but connect them with the right person and just say, hey, let us help you kind of like foster and build these relationships with whoever it is that carries our product so that you can put this on your next project.
Sounds easy. And what's the website, Skylar, for people to check this out?
Yeah, it's just www.trimjoist.com.
Skylar Thomas, thanks for coming on today. This has been so educational. I love products like this. I love supporting Made in America stuff like that, because that is definitely one of the things that Johnny and I just absolutely love to highlight in the show for people out there to go, hey, have you thought about this?
Yeah.
And to help you guys out, just to give you guys a great platform out there to, you know, get the knowledge out that, hey, there's a better way of doing it that's going to save you money in the long run. I think that's just a win for everybody.
Yeah, no, we hope so. And thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome to just kind of also hear your guys' feedback and what you think about the product, and just hearing like real world people like you guys just saying, hey, this does solve a big problem. You know, that's something that we feel like we know, but it's awesome when other people see that too.
And to be clear, I'm very grumpy and picky. You can ask Eric. I don't
know. Even better.
If I thought it was ridiculous, I'd be picking you apart. But no, I am thoroughly impressed. And I love it that almost all the businesses and contractors and product makers that we do get on the show are these types of businesses, right? I think of like Summit Trailer, Eric, and like that care shows through, you know, the genuine care and concern for whether it's the team, whether it's safety, whether it's quality, and delivering something that they're proud of and are accountable to you. And that's how I ran my contracting business. That's how Eric ran his design business. Yeah. And to see people with the same ethos out there making it and killing it, makes me happy. I get goosebumps. Okay. Let's just get sensitive for a minute.
That's awesome. Let's get that's awesome. Touchy, I really appreciate that. That means a lot to us.
No, it means a lot to me that people are still out there carrying that kind of a message. So I think it's so important in an industry that we all know, you know, has a few bad apples roaming around.
Totally.
And to get the stand up folks that are doing it right and doing it for the right reasons, man, that's all me. I love it.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Skylar, thanks for coming on today. Guys, check it out. This could be the next answer for your next project out there. For John Dudley, I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Quick favor. If you're enjoying the show, the absolute best way you can support us is by leaving a quick review on your favorite podcast player. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to. It literally takes 30 seconds, and here's why it matters so much to us. Those reviews help new listeners discover the podcast. Tell the algorithms we're worth recommending, and give us the feedback we need to bring you even better episodes. More of the topics you love and guests that actually move the needle for you. That helps us help you. It's as simple as that. So if the show's been useful, funny, or just made your day a little better, pop over right now, drop a star rating and a couple of sentences. We'll be genuinely grateful. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House crew, and let's keep that conversation going.